From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is preparing to address the nation tonight from the Oval Office after wrapping up his fourth trip to the Gulf Coast since the start of the BP oil spill. From member station WUWF in Pensacola, Dave Dunwoody reports the president's remarks in Florida earlier today may give an indication of what he'll say.
After spending the earlier part of the morning on a tour of Pensacola Beach, the president spoke to a mostly military audience aboard Naval Air Station Pensacola. In his 21-minute address, Mr. Obama reiterated his promise to hold BP accountable for all damages related to the spill.
To protect this beautiful coast and to rehabilitate the damaged areas, to revitalize this region, and to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again.
Locally, official reaction to the speech was mixed. Pensacola Mayor Mike Wiggins called it spot on in addressing the crisis, but Escambia County Commissioner Gene Valentino said the president focused too much on military matters, such as getting out of Iraq, and not enough on the spill. For NPR News, I'm Dave Dunwoody in Pensacola.
Senators on Capitol Hill got a bit of a scare today when partway through a hearing, General David Petraeus collapsed on the witness table. The 57-year-old four-star general slumped over as he was finishing answering a question from Arizona's John McCain about the planned troop drawdown from Afghanistan. Petraeus was quickly revived, though, and after returning to the hearing room some 20 minutes later, felt well enough to joke with senators.
A little bit lightheaded there. It wasn't Senator McCain's questions, I attribute.
However, despite the general's return, committee chairman Senator Carl Levin suspended the remainder of the hearing until tomorrow. President Obama called from Air Force One and spoke to Petraeus as he was heading back to Washington from the Gulf. After 2 months of increases, the National Association of Home Builders Housing Market Index sank 5 points this month. Danielle Carson reports industry experts blamed the end of the government's home buyer tax credit.
Builders were filling their shopping carts with home construction materials earlier in the year. New home sales shot up nearly 15% in April. But now that the tax subsidy has expired, they're more cautious. Building material sales tanked more than 9% in May. The National Association of Home Builders chief economist David Crow says builders face other roadblocks as well.
It's difficult to get credit to build a house. There are only a few buyers out there who are still getting their feet on the ground as they see the employment recover. So they're seeing those effects camouflaged by the boost that the credit gave them.
Crow still expects home building to pick up in the second half of the year. In fact, he says more will be needed just to meet population growth. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Technology stocks extended their gains today, with other sectors of the market also moving higher. All three of the stock market indexes rose more than 2% today. The Dow was up 213 points, the Nasdaq 61 points, the S&P 500 gained 25 points today. This is NPR. Israeli military officials are saying a deal has now been reached to deliver aid to Gaza that was aboard a flotilla of ships that was boarded by Israeli naval commandos last month. The Israeli government says under terms of the agreement, the United Nations will supervise the use of the goods, including clothes, food, and medicine. Until now, the Hamas rulers of Gaza have refused to accept the aid as a protest against Israel's three-year blockade. Israel seized tons of goods taken from the six-ship flotilla in a raid last month that left 9 pro-Palestinian activists dead. A drug that is used to prevent bleeding and the need for transfusions during surgery could reduce one of the leading causes of death worldwide, traumatic injuries. NPR's Brenda Wilson has more.
Each year, millions of people die from severe bleeding shortly after road traffic crashes and traumatic injuries. The drug called TXA is often used by surgeons during operations because it reduces bleeding and the need for transfusions. In the study published online in the journal The Lancet, more than 20,000 patients in 40 countries received either TXA or placebo to see if the drug would improve a patient's chance of survival. The drug reduced the risk of dying from hemorrhaging by 15%, and there were fewer deaths and disability from all other causes. The researchers estimate that the drug could save up to 100,000 lives a year worldwide. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
While her chicks have flown the nest, a peregrine falcon in Buffalo, New York, apparently isn't ready to shed her motherly instincts. The falcon nesting on a Buffalo tower has chased a number of people and also attacked a dog and left the animal with bloodied paws and ears. State wildlife biologist says the falcon is protecting its territory. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.